Well, if it isn't the leader of the Wiener Patrol boning up on his nerd lessons.
Homer, you should be more supportive.
You're right, Marge. Good work, boy. Egghead likes his bookie work.
Homer!
Just tucking him in.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the hell are you?
I am very, very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. And it's good to do an old podcast face to face.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You
must
son of a bitch.
You were cute. No. But yeah, it's nice to get a bit of one-on-one. It sounded a bit, yeah. You know what I mean. How have you been?
I've been good.
good. Well, that's all, folks. Yeah.
But it is good to, you know, get back recording, not via Skype, but in person.
Technology sometimes doesn't always do what we want it to do.
Stupid robots.
But also coming, I know we sort of mentioned it briefly, but we should maybe within a couple of episodes, hopefully, do our first podcast live from a proper studio.
Ooh,
proper, doggy. Big time studio.
I assume you're paying for the producer to be hired as well.
Completely taken care of. because we're getting the podcast studio in work, and after hours it'll just be
sitting
there.
What kind of job needs a podcast studio?
I know,
that's
right?
It's not a podcast.
I know.
It's not a recording company.
We're starting to do podcasts in work, so yeah. It's basically going to be podcasts in my business and podcasts for pleasure.
Brilliant.
What a life.
I wanted to kick things off before we dive into the episode, and I want to talk about Simpsons has been renewed for season 31.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I was disappointed to hear this because originally, well, not to do with the quality, but originally I had heard that they were going to cancel it because, you know, Fox had been bought by Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And Disney were thinking of cancelling it and just making like a Simpsons channel or whatever,
just
like that.
Like,
because apparently it would be more profitable to do that for the 30 seasons than to keep drudging on with the zombie Simpsons,
like,
that we now know.
That is exactly what it is, the zombie Simpsons.
Yes.
But like what do you know what the ratings are for it currently, or like are they
no,
bad?
And like I'd say so. Like what I've heard is they've taken a lot of salary reductions and stuff to sort of keep going. The cast have.
What is in it for them?
Like, but the cast—it's money for the cast, I guess. Like, you know,
I suppose. But I mean, they've been surely stinking rich for the last 30 years. Like, you know, maybe 25.
I read a good article on it though. How like canceling the pitch was that canceling The Simpsons would have been the best thing for it because, instead of having a new season every year, you could have a movie, like a Simpsons movie, every few years, and you could sort of build to that and, you know, work hard on it
better.
And make it a spectacle. And I think part of the reason why the movie itself didn't work was because they were doing it but still trying to do the TV show, and it just seemed to be, like, stretched far too thin.
Like, I would, like, When the Simpsons movie first came out, I didn't like it.
You were a fan of that Spider Pig, weren't you?
Ugh,
I remember your Bebo status updates. I hear one more thing about that fucking Spider Pig.
Like people were like rolling in the aisles at this fucking pig that Homer brought out and doing the Spider Pig song and all, like, like it wasn't funny.
It wasn't a great movie.
It wasn't a great movie, but you know what? Watching it, like, if it was on now, I would probably be more inclined to leave it on and watch it, and I would probably find it funnier than I did.
It did seem like a movie. That's what I will say about it.
It was like a movie, and it was like a standalone.
Didn't seem like a TV episode. Like, you know, there's so many movie TV shows when they make a movie, it seems like a long episode. Yeah. This seemed like a movie.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Exactly. So I'd have been up for that. And also, it's like a nice round number, 30 seasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no, we're going to finish on season 32. Let's see how low we can go. Yeah. But what I even noticed myself was, like, even Sky One on Twitter was like, it's like, they haven't changed in 30 years or whatever. And all the comments were like, haven't changed. Like, they've changed completely.
Yeah. So, oh, you smoking, Sky.
I know. And then they had the caption, everybody do now instead of dance now.
Oh, yeah.
Which made me want to pull it out my eyes, to be honest.
So, but they were making fun of that song of, like, do you remember when it was Lisa was organized the dance, like, every Simpson, bam,
yeah.
Bam, and I was like, that's 20 years ago now, yeah. At this stage, like.
Like, they couldn't tell a joke in any of the last 15 years because nobody would get it because everyone stopped watching. But we're fans of The Simpsons and The Simpsons.
And also, sorry, just before we get into the episode, somebody was asking me, they said, oh, you do a podcast, what do you do it on or whatever? And I said, oh, I do it on The Simpsons. And I said, but we are only doing seasons 4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said, well, you have to do it from the start. Wouldn't you do it from the start? And I said, well, nobody really wants to talk about the first couple of seasons.
Yeah.
I was like, can you tell me an episode that you enjoy from the first couple of seasons of The Simpsons? And he's like, man, I couldn't tell you what episode was in which season. I was like, okay, so you're kind of proving my point here that, like...
So get out of here.
Not that we know best, but, like...
We know best.
I like the idea of, like, having the option to go back and, like...
Yeah.
Maybe do a poll of, like, what ones from, you know, what
certain
episodes.
Standalone, like, ones on.
I want to get into that softball episode one of these days.
I would actually, yeah. There's certain ones like that. Like, when you said initially, like, about how the cast thought that it reached its peak in season 3, I couldn't wrap my head around it. It was like, or some people did or something like that. I was like, season 3? Like,
Harry Shearer.
They haven't even started.
He's a bit of a
purist, is he?
You know what? I think he just likes to be, like, ornery for the sake of it, like, you know?
I find Matt Groening to be a bit like that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. With some of his, like, every episode, like, Matt Groening cites this as one of his favourite Simpsons gags.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that's just, he put his name to anything, really, these days.
Yeah. Ah! Your cat! Oh, God.
I'm sorry, folks.
If you're listening with headphones, I'm sorry, but Terry's cat just clawed the shit out of my leg.
Good boy, Cosmo. You get him.
God damn it.
Okay, well, on that note, shall we dive into...
Let me hit you with some stats and trivia.
Sure. Before we get into it, what episode are we this week, Candy?
We are doing season 5, episode 8.
Yes.
Boy Scouts in the Hood.
Fan of the title, eh?
I am a fan of the title.
Yeah, me too.
Fan of the movie, fan of this one.
I really warm to the movie.
Did you not? I liked it. I was big into West Coast hip hop though when it came out, so you know. But anyway,
I'll say nothing.
The episode aired November 15th, 1993, with a Nielsen rating of 13, translating to 12.3 million households. It was the highest rated show on Fox that week, and of course, the authors of the book, I can't believe it's a bigger and better unofficial updated Simpsons guide, said. A terrific episode with Homer so stupid it isn't true, yet still saving the day. Spoiler alert! And seeing Ned Flanders get it wrong is great, but the show stealer is a toss-up between Borgnine's self-deprecating role, the ironic seagull, and the dolphins. I mean, there's a lot to pick.
Yeah.
You know, we won't get too deep into it.
Yeah.
But as you heard there, Ernest Borgnine was the guest star. What I thought was funny was that I think it was Nancy Cartwright, who voices Bart, said that, like, she, like, said, like, when he arrived for the recording session, she lost all coolness and ran up to him and all this sort of stuff. But, like, she thinks, or Hank Azaria said he didn't think he had any idea what the show was about or what they were doing. He was sort of in to do his bits.
Apparently,
his grandkids wasn't
familiar with it, but his grandkids were fans, so he accepted.
Yeah, which is fine.
Do you know who Ernest Borgnine is?
I know who he is.
What have you seen him in?
Oh, that's what I was hoping you wouldn't ask me.
I can tell you, Phil, that you've seen him in.
What?
If I said the word basketball to you.
Oh, yeah. He's the
yes, Mr. Denslow. Coop, it was when you rubbed that ointment on me in that hotel in Las Vegas.
How telling is it, though, that, like, I'm sure he's been in so many movies, but you know that I'll get basketball over any other one.
Great movie.
And he was great in this one as well. Absolutely. I thought as well. We'll
dig into that later.
But I'll be honest, I'm a little bit light on other trivia, unless you've unearthed any nuggets yourself.
Well, let me see. Not really. Like,
I mean, there's things, but nothing too. There's more.
All the trivia I have kind of will come up during the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we?
I guess without further ado, that's a good segue to jump right in.
So the episode starts, and we're at Noiseland, the arcade village.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh geez. We're in the arcade. I like, you know, again, a non sequitur cold open.
Yeah,
love then it. When it comes to this, it's just one of my favorite gags ever. Is Martin playing my dinner with Andre? Like, tell me more.
Like, it has the option of like, tell me more.
For those of you who don't know what My Dinner with Andre is, it's a really it's a weird film because it's just about two guys that go out for dinner and they just have like a load of discussions while the dinner comes and they learn things about each other or whatever. Huh. But
I've never actually seen that movie myself.
It definitely isn't for everyone.
No.
Like, I remember Community did a whole episode.
Yeah, about I remember that.
But I just love that, like, it's exactly, they nail the character of, like, Martin. You never imagine Martin playing a video game, but then they have him playing that game.
If he's
going
to play any game, it'll be that one, yeah.
It's great. And then we get Bart playing, I don't know, Mexican King Kong?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, who, like...
What is it? It's funny, but, like...
It's just your man just at the top or whatever. I'm like, is this a joke that they wouldn't have been able to get away with? In 2019?
Probably not. It's pretty funny. Yeah. And then, like, George Bush, when they shoot him.
Yeah, just kicking him.
Winners, don't use drugs. And then I had in my notes, actually, just so many good stuff. Like, the good things happening afterwards. Quickly. Where it's like, when he says he's out of money, it's like, and, like, you know, so duplication well mail's out of money. And then the next thing on top of that is like, you know, the door opens, the mist, and it's the squeaky just voice team. Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to leave. And then we get this one here, which is another one that was like, I don't know if you ever remember as a kid, but it was edited that where he's like, how are we supposed to kill the rest of the afternoon? And the bomb's like, you mustn't kill time, boys. You must cherish it. And then the next line was always cut out when it was on like Sky or whatever.
I always remember the next line.
I'd say like the subsequent airings, I remember being looped back in, but the first few times
really?
It was always cut out because like, can I have some change to get loaded? And I was like, that kind of makes sense that it would have been cut out.
Why do you think? Because I mean, like, I get it that it's not
just
the
idea
kid friendly, but I mean, I think even kids, the fact that he says loaded, what I would have thought would have passed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I just always remember it like, having seen it loads of times, and then one time being like, I don't remember that line being in it. Like, it's just sort of looped back in.
I do that so often with shows that, like, even if it's a scene that's been in it the whole time, or a line where you'll just look at it and be like, I have never remember that line in my life. But
what are you trying to say, Andy?
No, I'm not. Listen, if they cut it, they cut it. You know?
You're damn right they cut it. And then we get Homer back at home, and it's kind of, I actually noticed how weird the setup was at the table here, where it was like, little quiet time to read some of my favorites.
Yeah.
And it's like a giant jar of peanuts and like loads of books on the table. Yeah. I was like,
what's he doing with them?
Yeah. But this is one, remember we talked about it last time, where you used to like download MP3s from LimeWire or whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason I had this one. It's like, ingredients, salt, artificial honey roasting agent, roast peanut sweepings. Like, I don't know why I had it. I always just remember it was like, oh, one of the first Simpsons files I found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mad, like, the obscure, like, like the internet was only like in its
infancy. Like, less
and you
than
think
that,
like I can get these clips. I remember like I had that one. I remember I had the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm here, you know, that one. Like, even though I'd never seen the movie, but like all these just like random clips that you just would be cracking up at.
I had the one with Grandpa where he's like, don't you say that word. He's like, what word? Sex. I had sex. Like, why do they have that? Anyway, and it was again like this whole thing, like Marge and Homer have this sort of little discourse where it was like, you know, she wants to go out and pick up something for dinner.
Steak?
Well, it's too tight for steak.
Steak?
Sure. Steak.
But like, yeah, it's a very like, again, like a very real sort of situation that you'd get. You know?
Casting my mind back, I was like, Marge is in this episode for that and like something else at the breakfast table.
That's it?
Kind of like, Jesus. Maybe when Homer's slagging Bart, but she's in it for like 3 or 4 scenes. Like on Marge.
She's very light.
But I guess because they switch locations halfway through the episode.
Did they?
Well, they go they're out on the raft.
as if they took all the animation equipment and
they went to Korea.
I noticed in that scene though, where they're talking about steak, like, the very season 4 eyes they both have.
Yes.
Homer's looking all cross-eyed, like, out that way. And Marge also has these weird eyes, like this. I mean, what's the story with their eyes there? Like, you get these occasional scenes in The Simpsons where, like, their eyes either just look huge and they're both looking in different directions or...
I noticed the animation was kind of wonky.
Yeah.
Considering we were talking about, like, last episode, how, like, the... different it was, and this one just kind of seems like...
It seems like sometimes they go back.
Yeah, it's like these is like old animatics that they have, or like, you know.
Like end of season 4 style something like that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just air it in this
thing.
And Homer has his last peanut overflowing with oil and salt of its departed brothers.
I love that line.
Yeah, and it's like, I love the animation of...
He just tries to throw it in his mouth and keeps it open, like...
Uh-oh.
And it's not even, the fact that like he just keeps the mouth open, it's like it hasn't gone in yet. Something's wrong.
And then when he's feeling under the couch, I really like how the writing and the delivery of this, where it was like, oh, pointy, you slimy, uh-oh, moving, like that sort of, again, like escalation, like you're going up a little flight of stairs.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, oh, $20, I wanted a peanut.
See, this is a good joke. He's like, $20 can buy many peanuts. Explain how. Money can be exchanged for goods and services. Which, I think it might be just a case of, like, through no fault of their own, but it's just one of those lines that just gets used so often that I kind of gloss over it now when I'm watching
it. But it's very, I don't know, like, you'd never, like, again, not many shows do that inner monologue with the brain, but it was like, and that's how he processes things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
You can hear his thought process. Like, yeah. And I'm sure I've been unfair to other classic... Like, you know the way I keep saying that, like, certain episodes...
Classic Krusty.
The way I keep saying, like, certain episodes are, like, you know, the ones I remember favourably don't live up, you know, which I pretty much repeat every episode. But...
Hey, it's working.
But I think, like, a lot of that... It's probably the fact that I've just heard the joke so often, so they just seem like, ugh, that fucking, joke again. You know, whereas the ones I don't remember, it's like, oh, it's a little bit fresher, so it's, you know, but I'm sure, like, the quality, I'm sure I've been unfair in the past to some of those, you know, Mr. Plough level episodes like that, which I...
What an episode.
Slated. Yeah. Anyway.
So, Homer has the $20, and it blows out... the window.
I love the way the money flies.
Yes, me too.
I don't know why it is. But it's so smooth.
And I love the use of Flight of the Bumblebee, the music.
Oh, yeah.
great. And then we get Bart and Milhouse just sitting there, like, digging each other in the arm, like, ow. I like where it's like, this is wearing a bit things. Milhouse like, you think so? And, like, genuinely like he was enjoying it. Like, yeah. So they go into the Quickie Mart and they ask Apu for a super squishy.
This is as they find the money.
Yeah.
They think maybe a plane exploded.
One that's made entirely out of syrup. And I was like, and I was like, Snake is holding Snake's herself holding Jay at the
no
other
No one's even put that in an eyelid, like, the robbery's going on.
Apu says, such a thing has never been done. And we get a sort of, it's a, again, another bit of great animation where he's like pulling the squishy. It's like, oh, it's like, she won't hold.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, almost.
The sweat pouring. Yeah.
Ding.
Hold on.
Yeah. So he says, if you survive, please come again. And then Milhouse tries to take the first sip through the straw. Yeah. And, like, I always, as a kid, I always thought it was really painful looking where he's like, and like, it just goes down his neck, like, you're doing mine.
It's really well done as well. Yeah. Like that's something that you probably wouldn't even really think to animate. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that'd be real, but, like, in animation, your mind probably wouldn't even go there. Like, it's so thick, it wouldn't even come out of the straw, you know?
And then we get Bart taking the sup, and I guess it's iconic or classic or whatever. I was like, what's it like, Bart? And he's like, where'd you get a little
bit? Yeah.
And then he's like, give me that, like.
Milhouse.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer Milhouse.
Me too, yeah. I think as a kid, I probably preferred Bart's one. Yeah. As an adult, I much prefer that, like.
Because it's like silent for a second, and then it's like, oh. it almost kind of reminded me of your man who drinks the piss. Get the hell out of here.
Your pumpkin pie.
Give me that booze, little pumpkin pie. You're going to break.
I watched some of them on the plane over to the Seychelles.
It always
me and Faye put both on at the same time. So you're both
sick.
Yeah, it was great.
So good.
Favorite gag is still at the very end where it's like I'd like you to meet. He's like, who's got a gun?
I forgot about that.
And like, just like Jim Carrey, like, chomping down.
Oh, brilliant.
It's great. Anyway, back to this. They're young, they're rich, and full of sugar. What are they going to do?
Let's go crazy Broadway style.
Now, how do you think this holds up?
You know what?
This whole Springfield montage.
I actually, for a cynical bastard, I honestly still quite enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's sort of what I like about this episode is, like, that they just in 22 minutes you get, like, a bit of horror, you get suspense, you get comedy.
I can't wait to talk about the horror.
You get Broadway. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you get so much different things, and I just thought it was done really well. And, like, the whole thing of, like, you know, they have a bit of dialogue or whatever, and then it sort of cuts to them doing loads of stuff.
That's
with the money.
What I really liked about it. And like, the fact that, like, when, and it made me think, like, when I was a kid, like, 20 quid.
I know.
Would get me
the amount they could do with 20 quid.
Go to a Broadway show, they have a private arcade, you know.
They're skateboarding up ramps, they're getting rub off tattoos. Yeah. Like, and this is just from the change from the squishy. And which you'd imagine is extra expensive because it's entirely out of syrup.
And I liked as well, like, where the music sort of like, and then the fact that they throw Barney in there.
Yeah.
I don't know where your magic pictures came from, but I like your picture drink.
I tell you what, your Barney impression is absolutely spot on.
Thank you.
I very rarely in real life know someone to do such a dead on impression of someone.
I love Barney. He's a great.
He's great. I also like the way, like, a poo at the end. It's done so well.
It's great. So then, it's again. We talked in the last episode, like Lisa, like just like having a few good lines. I kind of felt the same this episode, where he's like, oh.
She was used well. Like, she's almost used as like just the voice of reason.
Minimalist again. Like, where it's like he wakes up, and he's like, my head. And she, the remorse of the sugar junkie.
Yeah. It's like, I don't remember anything.
Not even this. Great reveal.
Like. And I love the fact that he sort of scurries up the bed. he's trying to like almost get away from his uniform, but he's still wearing it.
I must have joined the junior campers.
The few, the proud, the geeky.
And then, oh boy, a man in a squishy bed can sure do some crazy things. So then we cut to like Barney on like a steamship to I'm going to say France, because there's a load of baguettes there. Yeah. And he was in the blue and white.
Yeah.
And he was on like a bunch of baklava.
Yeah, it's got to be. There's something I always find funny as well about a very well-placed boat horn.
Yeah.
Which is the economy.
So we're at the breakfast table, and it's Bart. He basically says he wandered into junior camper recruitment, but what's done is done. He's made his bed, now he's got a weasel out of it.
Like, the fact that, like, was it Marge who says, like, I know you think they're square uncool, but they do a lot of neat things like sing-alongs and flag ceremonies.
Homer is just like, don't discourage the boy. Weaseling out of things is important to learn. It's what separates us from the animals. Except the weasel.
That is such a great line.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the way he looks up, almost like ashamed that he's forgotten. He's like, except the weasel. Love it.
So we're in school, and Bart and Milhouse are sort of talking over their bad choices from the night before. And Bart is saying, you just got to take the uniform back after school.
You're lucky. You only joined the junior campers. I got a dirty word shade in the back of my head.
What is it with you kids and that word? Well, I'm going to shave you bald, young man, until you learn that hair is not a right. It's a privilege.
You just couldn't do that.
I'm going to shave your head. And then, actually, I don't know why it always sort of sticks out for me. It's like Nelson's...
What's in the bag, Wuss? Yeah. The campers, pampers. I quite like the fact where he's just like, they're like, keep away. He's like, yeah, whatever. And the fact that, like, the bullies just want them to phone it in. Like, you better pretend you want your uniform back, twerp.
He's like, oh, woe is me, my precious uniform. And then we get...
Guess what, class?
Time for a surprise quiz.
That's not what I was going to say, but it's a good idea. Take out a sheet of paper.
This is one of my favorite characters. That's like, you talk about like one, like minuscule one. I was like, I'm supposed to. I get it. I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, Warren, I nearly forgot. All junior campers are excused to attend their patrol meeting.
And I love how Bart is just
he's already putting on his pants. Like, hey, look, it's Sergeant Dork.
Enjoy your test.
Now, why, like, Nelson just has a proper ha-ha here.
Yeah.
Like, why, do you think it's something to do with the voice actor that it's now changed to ha-ha, you know, like, from season, like, 15 onwards? Or is it, like, are they trying to make Nelson older?
But it used to be that, you know, that, like, high-pitched one. And I don't know if it is that, where it's like...
It's not that anymore, like...
Nelson is that... bit
older,
but it was kind of weird because it was always like Nelson was the bully that was the same age as them, and the other guys were like the kids that were held back in school, like, you know, Jimbo and Dolph and Kearney were like those few years older than
them. Yeah.
And then as the show went on, it was like they lumped Nelson in
with those three,
like, you know, so maybe that is a thing that, like, it's conscious.
I just want the old ha-ha back.
Yeah. So Bart comes and he's, well, it's Bart Simpson, come on in, you're just in time for a sponge bath the old folks day.
Help yourself, stay above the equator.
You just love the, again, like the shot of like Jasper like in a tub.
He's in a tub, like it's so undignified, like he's just in a big barrel or something. Like, what's happening at the school? Like, put all these teachers away. And like, the principal is shaving them bald. They're washing old men in tubs. Like,
but it's a great little bit as well, where like he runs away but catches his neckerchief.
I love the visual gag. Yeah,
he's like down.
The fact that you see like the silhouette or the shadow, like he runs, the door closes, and like the knot just goes. Yeah. It's almost like that elevator gag where it goes down.
And then like you see a great bit of animation again, where it's like from Bart's POV.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
He's like, now just breathe into him every 3 seconds. Make sure you form a tight seal around his mouth.
And then it's like Bart says, gagging, like, should I keep doing it?
Absolutely. Should I keep doing it?
Again, another one. These like
one off kids.
Oh, like, they're brilliant. Like. So,
Bart's not impressed.
No, and we get Flanders demonstrating how to do something with a pine cone.
Well, if you just apply a smidgen of peanut butter to an ordinary pine cone, you've got yourself a makeshift bird feeder, sir.
Sir. I don't know. I'm out of here, man.
And then, of course, when it comes to the knives, he perks up.
He's like,
ooh, a spork.
Don't hurt me.
And the fact that, like, Ned gives him the thing, he's like, you're not allowed a pocket knife until you read this booklet. Yeah. And then, like, well, actually, you know what? I'll save it here because we've got our first clip of the episode and it's a doozy.
Half an hour in.
I tell you what, but they're going to come ticking fast after this. We'll play it and come back.
Oops, sorry, Bart. That's a netty no-no. You're not allowed to handle a pocket knife till you read this booklet on knife safety and pass a test.
Ah, oh, who needs a cruddy knife anyway? Knives are boring.
When I say put your beer on a coaster, I mean it.
You call that a knife? This is a knife. Ooh, down I go.
Oh, hi, Bart. I'd gladly share these sweet cookies with you if only you would help me remove this ribbon.
Here's a knife.
Oh, thank you. Now let's all share the goodness.
Share this.
This man's appendix is about to burst. Luckily, I have my trusty pocket knife. Stand back.
Thank you, Dr. Hibbert.
Don't thank me. Thank the knife.
Oh, seems like everywhere I look, people are enjoying knives.
I don't know why, like, even at the very start where Bart's like, it seems like everywhere I go, people are enjoying knives.
That's my favourite bit, where it's like, the door kicks up. Well, I say, put your beer in a coaster, I made it. Like, well, again, like, whoa, like... What's going on in this town?
I know. If you actually stop out of context and think of this whole town. And then, like, the fact that, like,
Mole Man he pulls it from his walking stick. No. This is a knife. Yes, Cosmo.
Yes, Cosmo.
That's right, Cosmo.
The fact that, like, your man's appendix is about to burst and, like, when he throws it, explodes, and he's your man just gets up and buttons up his shirt. Again. Like, thank you, doctor. He's like, that's all I need.
Like, no blood, no blood. Or like even and like it's the weakest of the three parts of the knife thing. But like Martin with the sweet cookies, and he's like, here's a knife. And like, now let's all share the goodness, and then like
share it.
It's just like the like. The mulch or whatever
shoved them in like, more.
It's almost like they shoved them in tar or something like.
I don't even know if they could do that joke now.
I think they could.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think the Simpsons are they're overly on the PC side, yeah. I think. I think they shy away from a bullying joke these days. Like for a laugh, you know what I mean? Like I don't know.
So we didn't include it in the clip, but then like next thing is Bart is looking at the 50, what is it, the 10,
10 do's and
500 like, don'ts.
Don't do what Donnie don't does.
I love this line. They could have made this clear.
Yeah. And Homer, when he comes in, he's like, if it isn't the leader of the Wiener Patrol. Boning up on his nerd lessons. And then when Marge, like, he's like, for Marge's sake, he's like, you're right. It's like, good work, boy.
Again, like this booking book.
Just took him in.
Yeah, that's the best bit. Like, Homer, like, just took him in.
I think Homer just makes fun of the kids, like, at all times. My damn Wiener kids are listening.
So, next scene, we're back in junior campus. And I actually want to pull this back because I didn't... I saw it when I was watching, but we didn't mention it. You know the sign outside the door? Where it says junior campus, like, not affiliated with Boy Scouts of America. Yeah. Like,
that's a good line.
Yeah. But Ned is giving Bart his first knife.
Here you go, a rubber training knife. You've attained the rank of Pussy Willow. I know, like, I knew that gag was coming, and I still laughed anyway. I don't know why.
That's what I found in this episode. I knew a lot of that stuff was coming, but it still
laughed anyway.
So he also is going to teach Bart how to trap wild animals, which should only be used in a life or death situation. To which we see Homer in the kitchen
taking the bait.
Ooh, floor pie. So he gets tied upside down by the trap, and he can't reach the pie.
Like every time he swings his body, he makes a little moan.
And then like the dog comes and eats it.
Yeah,
great animation there though. Yeah. He's just like,
he's just swaying mournfully. And then they watch the Itchy and Scratchy, and like, I guess Bart's not laughing because they're doing it wrong. And then it's probably one of the more iconic jokes of The Simpsons, where Lisa's like, cartoons don't have to be 100% realistic, and then it just has Homer walking past the window.
I love how like he's critiquing the show, and he's like, they don't know squat. They should have used a taut line hitch, not a sheet bend.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be 100% realistic. And it's just like Homer like, But it also brings back to mind the episode of when they were given when Grandpa was writing Itchy and Scratchy, and they were given a tour of the studios, and it was like, oh, we just use the same animation.
The
exact same thing.
I love when they have that little sort of like, is that class is breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah, I think it is. Where
like, they're almost poking fun of themselves a little bit or something like that.
It's
know?
Like, oh, just to remind you, we are a
cartoon.
Yeah, we are a show, like, you know.
Terry, I'm going to stop both of us dead in our tracks right now. Because we got our second clip.
You did say they were going to come thick and fast.
Thick and fast, they are. It's so thick. Okay. We'll be back after this.
Hubbly hey, Camper Bart, ready for today's meeting?
You nuddly know it, Nettie.
Hokely dokely. Now, our annual father-son rafting trip is next weekend.
Oh, no. Me bring Homer on a rafting trip?
I'm the captain. My son is Bart.
What an oaf.
How embarrassing.
Glad he's not my father.
Oh, Warren, I know your dad is in prison, but don't you fret. A special celebrity dad has been arranged for you.
But my older brother would like...
Sorry, but I'm afraid Ernest Borgnine has already been confirmed.
Hiya! I'm sure you kids know me best as Sergeant Fatso Judson in From Here to Eternity.
Yay! Well, this is one of my favorite celebrity appearances, and it was... You know what we talk about nowadays when they do a celebrity appearance? Like, aren't you...
Yeah, teen sensation.
Yeah, like, this one was like, it's Ernest Borgnine. Nobody's going to know who he is. He's playing himself. There's no reason for him. Like, it's such a tangible reason for him to be there.
Like, kids never get who he is.
I never knew who he was. His delivery is everything is so, like... I know, enthusiastic might be the best word.
He's so enthusiastic.
But he's like, first of all,
coming out washing his hands.
Hey, kids, I'm sure you kids know me best. This is Sergeant Fatso Judson from On Here to Eternity. And all the kids are like, yeah.
Yeah, they never, you never in real life know. Yeah,
but I also did like where he is like, imagining Homer.
Yeah.
And he's like, duh.
I'm the captain. Like,
what an oaf.
Man, he's not my father.
I was thinking about it all week. I was like, I can't wait to talk about Ernest Borgnine. Yeah. And like, it's like the complete opposite end of how they use celebrities now. Like, you know. And it reminds me of like Adam West as well, when they used him last year, where it was like, it's funny because, like I say, he's playing himself, a heightened version of himself. But it still kind of feels organic. It doesn't feel...
Was that kind of almost the start of shows using, like James Woods as well? Shows using, like, celebrities, like, having, like, an exaggerated version of themselves?
I kind of think so. I'm sure there...
Like, who did it before? I don't even, you know... I'm sure there was, but, like...
I'm sure that, like...
They did it best, I think.
See, but also... You kind of remember in like the 70s and 80s, there was like, you know, say in the Brady Bunch or something like that, they would have a guest star that week, and it would, they wouldn't be to the same extent.
Yeah, but then would they have been playing themselves?
Yeah, they were. So it's like, hey,
here's what, whatever.
He stopped by this week or whatever. Like,
but why? Like, what's changed over the years in this? Like, why did they stop? Is it just that the writing was just worse?
Writing is worse now.
And like, they just couldn't? You
know, like, they found the balance here perfectly. With, like you say, it doesn't feel, it's such a tangible reason for him being here, but it really doesn't feel forced.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'll tell you what I think as well, it has to do with that as well, is that I think the guests that they had as well were, for want of a better word, more talented than like celebrities now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but like you're saying, you're getting this guy, and like I think he was like nominated for Oscars and stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
He was a good quality actor
back
in the 50s and the 60s or whatever that. Like, so now you're getting got other people that maybe it's because the people that they were getting in were on the sort of down end of their career or something like that. Like, where they still knew they could bring it.
Deliver it,
That's so it was that bit easier for them, whereas the ones they were going for in the last 20 years or so have been
like current
people in the zeitgeist who
Lady Gaga is here or whatever it is. Like, no, not a fan.
So back at the house, this is I don't know what, like, Homer is being such an asshole. Oh, it's jerk practice, boy.
Teach you how to jerk practice, like.
Sing the trees and build crappy furniture to use his wooden logs, and then immediately it crumples out of like,
stupid poetic justice. And like the fact that Bart even brings up the father son rafting trips, like, you don't have a son.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're both talking to themselves in their own room. Like,
yeah, I like this where it's like, so just ask him and he'll say no. Then it'll be his fault.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I don't want to go, so if he asks me to go, I'll just say yes.
Wait, are you sure that's how this sort of thing works?
Shut up, brain, or I'll stab you with a Q-tip.
I do like how they, like, mark
the stance that they have. They both, like, put their fists down and they're just leaning forward. It's like, Dad, I really want you to come on this trip with me.
I'd be delighted to go on a trip with you, Bart.
Dope.
So we're at the start of the river rafting trip, and again we get
such
like
a great episode.
It's like, we get Warren who's crying like, "Ah, come on, kid, quit crying, it'll be fun, I promise." It's just like,
like, why would the kid laugh? It's like, come on, it'll be fun. This guy's crazy.
And we get Homer with the sea captain. And he's like, "Arr, here be a fine vessel, the Yaris river going boat there be."
I'll take it.
It's like,
sinks immediately.
I don't know what I'm doing. Why is he there?
Like, absolutely, like, he should not be there.
So we get a...
They partner up two dads to a raft.
Yeah, I get the immortal words, "Please not Flanders, please not Flanders, please not Flanders."
Well, Homer, looks like we're boat buddies, huh? Want me to zinc your sniffer?
So then we sort of get them going down the rapids.
I guess that's why they call them rapids and not slopids, huh?
And Bart starts laughing. I love that Homer's like, "You are not my son."
Homer is just, this is one of those Homer being an absolute jerk for like 20 minutes of an episode.
I always thought when I watched it, and it didn't pick up on as much this time, but it's like, oh, Homer's jealous of Flanders.
Yeah.
But it isn't really that. Like, I don't know. I always thought, and I was like, oh, he's annoyed because
Bart wants to be Flanders to be his dad or something.
Kind of like that, but it's not like that, actually.
Yeah. It's just that he hates Flanders and doesn't want him to get any love.
He's just, he's just an arsehole, really. Like, so they come to a fork in the river.
Homer was wearing the map as a hat and blew away.
But luckily for Flanders, somebody here is responsible. He has a Krusty Burger map.
Oh, there's a New Mexico. I like the fact that it's like, it's just a map of America. Like, it's not zoomed in at all. It's just America. Like.
So many Krusty Burger locations.
And then they pick... they picked the wrong way, basically.
Yeah. And we get Ernest Borgnine. "All right, where are the sissy and the ball guy going?"
Now, I had an issue with this that...
You call him the sissy?
No. Okay. But when they go the wrong way, and then they sort of go a bit of, you know, they go down a little, then they go through the rocks. And then when they come out to, like, just big open water, I'm like, all right, well, there's land all around where they come out of that little narrow area. Yeah. And like it goes like whatever, but like just turn around and go onto the shore.
But that's what they try to do, but then Homer's like, no, yeah, wrong again, Flanders. In this situation, you gotta just relax and let the current take you back to land. And then it's just like whoosh, straight. And like it's a bit quick, I'll give you that. But
okay, fair enough. Yeah, I missed that one. Fair enough. Fair enough.
And then we get the.
Oh, stop you right there, Terry.
Uh oh.
We've got our third. You heard me. Our third clip of the episode, and it's a doozy. So we'll play it and go back. Sugar, do 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 do. Aw, honey, honey, do 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 do. You are my
grandmother. You lousy piece of junk!
Hey, I got that for my birthday.
Now I have to face stupid reality again. Flanders, my socks feel dirty. Give me some water to wash them.
Again, Homer, we have to ration the water carefully. It's our only hope.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Let's Ration Everything. But what do you think we're floating on? Don't you know the poem? Water, water everywhere, so let's all have a drink.
Homer, no!
You know, what does it matter? We're doomed.
Wrong. We're saved. Seagulls always stay near land. They only go out to sea to die.
Woohoo! See that, boy? Your old man was right. Not Flanders. We are doomed. In your face, Flanders.
Well, at least Ned is trying. What are you doing to help?
Well, since you're all such a big bunch of big ration babies, I'll just be in charge of the rationing. Observe, boy. The secret is to take tiny bites, like so.
Stop it! Come on! Stop it! No!
Let go of my head! No! Why couldn't I be in one of the smart rafts? I bet they're having the time of their life.
Again, just the fact that Homer is such like. Well, first of all, the start of it, I don't know why I thought it was so funny. Where he's listening to the thing and it's like lousy piece of junk. It's not his.
That's my birthday.
He's such like an inconvenience, and then like he is. The fact that like one, he's trying to drink the water, they have to pull him back from that. Then he's with the rationing, they're pulling him back, and then he just starts like weeping. It's like this guy is such a hindrance.
Yeah. I did love the bit at the end where he's like, I wish I was on the smart raft. I bet they're having the time of their life. And it's like it's proper, like full on inbred, like deliverance, like and it's just like I was like, oh, I think that's one of the most successful parts of this episode, how they keep cutting back to that. But like, it's almost like, I want to, what's going on there? I want to be on those guys.
You'd almost want a separate episode entirely of their journey. Yeah.
So actually, I forgot now, we get a bit of Marge here on the phone to Wiggum, but I keep telling you, lady, your husband and son have to be missing for a week before we could start searching. I'd like to help Suna. I would, but we're very, very busy down here.
Heesh.
Kingry. Like, playing with a dog.
It's such a corrupt town. Like, the schools are washing old men. The police are doing nothing.
And Marge puts down the phone.
Like, again, Patty Salbert.
I didn't really understand that. Like,
what?
The whole cougar season line.
It's cougar season. Those things don't mess around. Like, yeah. They're...
You could actually just cut it from, like, King Me and move straight into the next part.
Huh?
Like, you see the way, like, when it's like Wiggum is finished and he's like, King Me.
Yeah.
You didn't actually really need to go back to Marge and Patty and Selma.
Yeah, right? No. Yeah, I didn't actually even think of that. It's kind of needless, but, yeah.
Back on the raft, we see it's a rescue plane.
Get the flare gun.
This ain't one of your church picnic flare gun fires, Flanders. This is the real thing.
There's something about the arc of the flare that, like, you know it's coming. Like, and, like, the plane couldn't explode better. Like, everything's just gone down there. So, well, that's okay. When they come to rescue him, they'll rescue us.
When just your man gets picked up by the
second. It's so smooth, like, as he's falling. Like, that would never happen in real life. Brilliant. Such a great visual gag.
There's a lot of good stuff here on the raft, because then the dolphin's coming out. Like, I'm loving how Flanders is just like rattling off
optimism.
Yeah, like he's all like nautical.
He knows everything. Yeah, dolphins. It's like seagulls. Yeah.
He's like, the dolphins are like, you're going to die. And we get one of my favorite Ned Flanders moments.
We're done for. Is that the bit? We're done. Diddly done. Diddly diddly done. Diddly done.
And then Homer's just like slapping.
He's proper wailing on him as well.
And then, do be safe, Ben. Sorry.
Diddly. Like, sorry. He's a little slap again. Like,
And then we're back with Wiggum. And, like, normally, actually, I find it quite annoying when, they start jumping around the episode.
Yeah.
But it really gives it a sense of urgency. Like, that's, like, Wiggum and the guys, like, you see anything yet?
Nothing, Captain. Somebody took all the beer and cold cuts.
That's it. I'm not even casting off till we go to the store.
This, and the next bit where they had, like, the cheese doodle, where it's, like, their only morsel of food. Again, this is one of those, because, like, I used to watch me and Tony, my brother, and my dad used to, like, have this ritual almost. Like, whenever we go to my dad's at the weekend or whatever, we'd watch so much Simpsons. Like, and I always remember that my dad cracking up at the bit where he's like, Godspeed, little dude. And then it just flies off. Like, it's so, like, nonchalantly, like, just, like, goes off the reel. And then, he'll be back.
You fishy. We're waiting. And then Homer says to Bart, there's something I was going to give you at the end of this trip, but since we may not survive, I want you to have it now.
A real Swiss Army knife.
I stole it from that pork knife. Right? It's like, don't worry, kids. I'll take care of it with my trusty... a giant bear. Like.
I love the fact that there's no, like, it's just like, cuts to them, now they're being attacked by a bear. There's no build up to how they got there.
It's like they escaped the inbred camp. But it makes me think that, like, the rest of the parents were killed. It's just Borgnine with the kids. Like,
I didn't even think of that. Where's the rest of the parents? It's two dads to a raft. Where's the rest of them?
Like, and also, we never touched on it before. His outfit is fucking amazing. He's got the captain's the white shirt and the blue shorts. Like,
there's something, I don't know why, like, when he's looking for his pocket knife, where he's like, like, at the very end, he's like,
So Homer goes to give Bart the pocket knife.
Now be careful when you... all the gasping in unison.
Great gags. You're like, oh, it didn't puncture. And it's like,
so clever. Like,
The because it's mist everywhere. And then, like, the little bit of sun parts. Like,
There's something, again, satisfying about the way, like, it burns. It's that, like, pop.
Yeah.
Thing, like,
And I don't know what they were, if they were channeling something. It kind of felt like something out of a comic strip or something, where it's like they can all see the water coming in, but like Homer's face, and like Bart is like, Dad, don't take this wrong, but your expression doesn't fill me with confidence. Yeah. It's like, I kind of felt like I was looking at like a comic strip from the newspaper or something like that. Like,
you know what, I only really just properly, like, he's talking about like the expression on Homer's face.
Yeah, because Homer's like, big wide eyes or whatever, like he's seeing
the world. That's a bit of a weird gag, isn't it? Just to throw in there. I thought for some reason he was talking about, like, for some reason, the Swiss Army knife or something. I don't know why, but like, God, this guy! God damn it! He's tucked in right under here.
Good boy, Cosmo. You get him.
Just like we talked. Just like I trained him. But yeah, that's a weird gag to throw in there. Like,
I kind of remember the last few times seeing it where it's like, it doesn't really... I never picked up on it when I was younger.
Yeah, I never even got it.
Because, like, Flanders and Todd are looking at it as well. Like, Bart is, like, facing towards the camera almost. Like,
I mean, surely Bart, I would have thought Bart would know that they're in grave danger.
But that's the thing. I think that's
it is very comic strip.
It's comic like a Far Side thing or something like that almost.
Far Side's great as well.
Yeah. And Homer's like, the foul stench of death is upon us. Hamburger.
Hey, wait, I smell hamburgers too. Of course, it's
it's a crusty burger and I'm sure oil rig.
If it weren't for this blasted fog, we'd be saved.
Never mind the fog. That way.
Now we have. I love this clip. Right. We'll play the clip and come back.
Hamburger.
Hey, wait! I smell hamburgers too.
According to this map, there's a Krusty Burger on an offshore oil rig.
That's what you're smelling, Homer. Oh, if it weren't for this blasted fog, we'd be saved.
Never mind the fog. That way! Steer! There isn't much time!
Ugh, taking a bath on this.
We tried to tell you these are unmanned oil rigs.
Close the damn thing down. No one's ever gonna come.
Give me 700 Krusty Burgers!
You want fries with that?
You did it, Dad! You saved us! I'm proud you're my father.
Go away. Eating.
Well, it sure is lucky we stumbled upon this old abandoned summer camp.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a song?
Okay.
There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name.
What, there's so much I love about this clip, and it rounds out the episode, but like there's so much of it that I use in my everyday life.
I know.
Like I always use that. Oh, taking a bath on
taking a bath on this is a line I probably use at least once a week.
Yeah. But also what I love, and I don't know why, I just love Krusty and his advisors.
Like, he never takes their advice and he throws his money away.
I tried to tell you these are unmanned oil rigs.
That the delivery of that line makes the whole scene, I think. Because he's like, he's just exacerbated with Krusty not listening to him. And he's always like, I thought they like the generals were due.
You know? He took all the money he made from the clown college and bet against the Globetrotters. With that whole thing, then it's like, give me 7,000 Krusty Burgers.
But the fact that, like, even though we're saying, like, okay, Homer is like been a jerk the whole episode, and then he's, you know, like,
he saves the day, whatever.
But in this one, even, like, he's again kind of looking out for himself. Like, he smells, and he doesn't even say can't talk, he says go away, eating. Like, you know, like, he doesn't even register that Bart's like, I'm glad you're my father. Like, this nice moment of, like, being saved. He's just scoffing his face with the burger. I think this is one of the few episodes where Homer is just for the full episode. Just a jerk.
I mean, we talked about it at the start of season 4, like how much of a jerk he was.
Yes, I don't remember him being that much. Yeah. You know,
and it kind of he's like gone back and forth numerous times, but it's been really dialed down for the most part of the episodes recently. Yeah. So it's interesting that it was like
they're dialed right up for this one. Yeah,
and I look, this is probably my one of my favorite endings ever. And like I was thinking about it today, I was like the sheer like. Balls, I guess, to end.
Balls on you.
But just to end it like this, where it's like, it's essentially a horror film.
Yeah.
You ended this episode, where it's like, Ernest Borgnine and the kids, again. Yeah, like,
just him.
It's like,
parents are already dead.
Yeah, it sure is lucky we stumbled upon this old abandoned summer camp.
There's something about the kids in you, like, oh, yeah.
It's like, how about a song?
Okay.
There was a dog, and Bingo was his name. And they're like,
and it's cut from one to the other, like, it's just gone across. Yeah.
Can you name that movie?
Predator?
No, not Predator. Summer camp?
I don't know.
There's a summer camp? And even there.
What was it?
Friday the 13th, man.
Don't say anything. I have seen it.
Didn't like it.
No, I didn't dislike it. But I don't remember it well. It was ages ago.
But I just love how then it just like zooms in.
It's a great scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
A doozy. Shall we
roll into ratings?
Please. Let me tell you something, Terry.
Oh, you haven't signed here.
Let me ask you, Terry, what did you make of this episode?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, I have to say. I knew it was going to be a good one. Well, I remembered it being a good one, so yeah. I was, you know, looking forward to it, and I have to say, it did not disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not it's my top, I don't think so, but it'll be close there
for
my score. But like I said, you fit so much in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, there was... like, there was musical parts to it. There was suspense, comedy, like the horror aspect of it.
Yeah,
like,
it had. They just had so much crammed into like 22 minutes.
It didn't seem bloated or anything like that because, again, there was the one through line of the story that kind of morphed. It like the first part of it was like, oh, Bart and Milhouse go on the sugar bender.
Yeah,
and then he doesn't want to be in the campers, and then he wants to be part of the campers, and then Homer gets sort of added into the mix of it as well. All the one through line, but then I had all this other stuff orbiting around
there. There is actually so much that happens, but like it was paced perfectly. I thought, like, close to perfect. Like, it's it was done really well.
Borgnine is my MVP.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you give it a rating out of 10, Terry?
I would give it a healthy 8.7.
8.7, you say?
Yes.
That ranks as your...
fourth?
Fourth
best
of the season.
I can't remember what my 8.8 was. I remember I gave one an 8.8.
Two episodes ago. So, Married on the Lamb, was it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would totally agree. Love this episode. It was one of my favourite episodes of my favourite season.
It's an iconic one that, like...
And it still holds up. Like, there's so much in it. You know, like, there's ones before, like, I know, like, not to shit all over Mr. Plough again, but, you know, like, Mr. Plough has some great moments, but there's times where I'm watching it and I'm kind of like, you know, I was never bored watching this one, even though I know the gags. I could literally recite the whole episode without even looking at it, but it's just, if it's done so well, and literally, so I would probably give Ernest Borgnine the MVP. I know we should probably have a different one, but you know, you have to give it to
him. It's two weeks in a row as well that they've had really good guest stars.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, their delivery of the lines is really killing it. Like, yeah, you know?
Exactly. And like, it really adds to just everything with the whole episode. So my rating, since you asked, Terry, is also 8.7.
Oh, that must be near your top.
It is, yes.
Number two.
Oh. I rated last week's an 8.8 and the Homer's Barbershop Quartet an 8.8. So this is just behind that.
Huh.
So I think it's the first time we've ever shared a score.
Ooh.
Shared a rating. So. Now that business is out of the way, Terry, shall we get our plugs in?
Sure.
Why don't you tell the people where they can find us?
Well, first place you can find us, sir, is on Facebook. Put in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. We normally share pics and clips and all other sorts of stuff there. Why don't you go out, check over. It has links to all our episodes, past, present, and future.
Ooh. You can also find us on Twitter at Put in H Podcast. You can email us at
putinhpod@gmail.com.
You can find us on
iTunes,
Stitcher, anywhere you get SoundCloud, your on-demand audio.
Feel free to give us a 5-star review, like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
5-star review.
If you typed a few words, that'd really help.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm personally
Andy, please.
I'm just so damn pissed off with this lack of ratings. I'm a numbers man, Terry, as you know. I'm a numbers man. So I want to see us in that top 200 TV and film category. It's dominated. I see other Simpsons podcasts there. I see Talking Simpsons. I'm sure it's great. I haven't listened to it. I see Four Finger Discount in there. But I've seen Put It in H in there a couple of times. I want to see us in there again. So a 5-star review would be great. A comment would be even better. And even better than all of that would be to throw us about £100 a month on the PayPal. Now the PayPal, we should have discussed this off air, Terry. I'm developing a bit of a website for the podcast, which you should be able to find. The URL will be decided soon. But that'll have all our episodes. It'll have a PayPal if you do want it. If you don't, that's fine. It'll have a bit of merchandise. That's right. And, you know, other stuff.
Our address on PayPal is putinhpod at paypal.me.
Yes. Yes,
paypal.me/putinhpod.
That would have been worth mentioning, yes. Yeah. So, yes.
And I will say, you know, if you want to throw us a couple of quid to help defray, you know, the running costs for this, our hosting or whatever, be very much appreciated.
If you have a heart, then you'll throw a few bob, I think.
I will say, if it takes away from, you know, your livelihood in any way that you can't afford it, please do not.
Now, that is not the official, that doesn't represent my opinion. I want you to really, I mean, if you really care, if you really care, let's not beat around the bush. If you really care, you'll throw us a few quid. And you know what, you'll set up a little direct debit standing order and do it every month, I think. Yeah. I think it's the only fair thing to do. But you know what, I don't speak for the both of us.
This man does not represent me.
But seriously, folks. Right.
I think that's pretty much all of our stuff. What have we got next week, Andy?
Terry, let me tell you what we've got next week. We've got The Last Temptation of Homer.
Oh, really?
Lots of luck! Yes! I'm so glad that clip was in it. It's possibly one of my favourite Simpsons clips of all time, so I can't wait to discuss that.
Okay, well, we shall talk to you then.
Thank you for listening. And,
Au revoir.
Good luck. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you, I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar. Sunshine, pour your sweetness over me. Pour your sweetness over me.